The search for a missing 10-year-old Indianapolis girl is over. They have found 10-year-old Tatiana Staton, who's been missing since Friday afternoon. And on the phone with us, we have Tatiana's grandmother, Dolores Smith. And again, that's been confirmed by Chief Height that they have found Tatiana in the area of 46th and Shadeland.
Well, that's where she lived, in that area. So where is she?
That specifically, we don't know, but we have heard that she's okay. You said you had just heard about that, or you talked to your daughter, or how did you...
Because okay. I get it on my phone, because I had all the news on my phone.
Okay.
So it was sent to me like that. And that's what was breaking news to me. That's the only way that I found out. Then I called her mother, and her mother was happy about it, but she had not been told that she had been located.
Nobody official?
No. No one officially has told us anything. All we have is what was appearing on the news.
Some of the reports indicate that they had called out for her name, maybe in the search, and that she had responded, and officials are on their way, and it had been confirmed that she had been found and that she's okay. If there's a response, then she's alive. And again, not sure what her condition is, but that she had responded. When you did hear the reports on your phone or on television, what was your first thought?
I'm happy. I'm very happy that she's fine. That was all that I was concerned about, is to know that she's okay.
Amen. That's all those prayers this morning, huh, went up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks to you, too.
Oh, I appreciate that. When you do reunite with her, what will you say? And what will the family say, you think?
That we love you. We're happy to see you. We missed you.
Very much. Very much so. Okay.
Yes.
Anything
yes.
else you'd like to add? I guess maybe talking to some of the people who've been doing the search effort.
Well, I am just thankful that there is a community that I live in where people have concerns and will do whatever it takes to get some good results. And that's what I'm happy about, because I've gotten calls, I've gotten Facebook messages from people far away as Bloomington and Spencer, Indiana. All of my friends have really very responded very positive to me, and that makes me happy to know that I live in a community like that, where when it's time, in painful times, in hurtful times, that people respond positively.
Amen to that. All right. Well, we appreciate you taking this time, and there's joy in the city.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.